Hello and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church in the heart of Cardiff. It's Sunday the 24th of October and we are celebrating Bible Sunday. I'm Sarah and I'm the Vicar of St John's and it's good to have you with us. St John's is a growing community. We're centred in Cardiff, but we have members of our community spread across various countries of the world, and we're delighted that this is so. So, wherever you join us from today, whether you're watching or listening live or on catch up, we hope that you will enjoy being part of St John's community, having time together with each other and having time with God. Wherever you're based, however you found us, you are welcome here. And if you choose to put your first name and location in the comments on Facebook or YouTube, we will try to welcome you personally. And it also reminds us of who we are gathering here with today. I mentioned that we're growing. It turns out this morning we were full. We'd actually reached our maximum level under the coronavirus. It was so lovely to see so many people in St John's, and it's always great to see everyone else on the live stream in the afternoon. And thank you those of you who come to St John's in the morning and still catch the live stream in the afternoon. It's been quite a rush, I can tell you, and not as in man, that was a rush. Today's been quite a rush as in, oh my word, I better get a move on. Various things have not worked quite as they should. The software updated itself beautifully and then refused to work. So we've had to come up with all sorts of workarounds. But I hope everything should work at least in the way I have formatted it. So do stay with us if you can right to the end of the service. Apart from anything else, that will be good in itself. But we'll also have a little bit of footage of our choir as they warmed up ahead of this morning's service. So, who do we have online here today? Well, hello to Laura. I know Laura often watches us on catch up. Laura is reading today for the first time. So when you see this, Laura, thank you very much indeed. We appreciate you. Hi to Helen. Hello as well to Alex, Hugh, Fiona and Clara. And hello to Liz. Lou is probably now on her shift, which I think begins at 4 o'clock, but she sent us a message as the intro video rolled. So lovely to have you with us, Lou, in our community. And Lou has read for us in the collect today as well. Mary from Frome, great to see you today and hoping that your week was good and gentle. Ruth, our church warden, one of our two church wardens, with your friends Chris and Bronwyn near Porthcawl. I hope you're having a lovely afternoon and it's great that you would join us today. Moin there to you, Bjorn, in Lübeck. It's great to have you with us, and I hope you are well and happy. And thanks for the odd German phrase. I really appreciate it. Richard, lovely to welcome you this afternoon, as we did this morning. Liz out in West Wales, thank you for all you contribute from there to our community. So good to have you part of us. Elaine up in glorious Yorkshire, although you've spelt it wrong. You've said cloudy wet. I know what you mean. It is cloudy wet. But it's still glorious, isn't it? And it's so lovely, Elaine, to have you with us week by week. Freya and Flavia and Mark, welcome, welcome. And lovely to see you this morning as well. And joy of joy, bonjour, John. John has been unwell for a week or two, and you have been very much in our hearts, John. And it's lovely that you get a chance to join us in live time this week. You have not been with us, but you have not been out of our thoughts, because we know that you are always with us. Heather, our new ordinand from St. Paddan's, joining with Alex in Taftswell. Great to have the two of you with us. And Louise, hello, great to have you back with us this week. Welcome, welcome. Those of you who join us regularly will know that we also put this service on the phone an hour after we put it on the internet. So a very special welcome to you if you are listening on the phone today. So Dorothy, good afternoon to you. Hello to Christabel, Iris, Jane and her friends, Vanette and Joyce, Marion and Oswald. Hello to Wendy. Each and every one of you is welcome. And if you know someone who doesn't have an internet connection but would like to hear the service anyway, just give them a number, 02920 101 565. It's a normal call rate, not a premium call rate, and they can listen to the service for the following week. Joining us as well from Montevideo in Uruguay, buenas tardes to Myrta. Hello to you. Great joy to welcome you here today to your community. Before we go any further, we have a number of birthdays this week. Keith, Isabel, Norma, Glenys, Janet and Bethan all have their birthdays this week. Quite a week for St. John's community. So three of you have your birthdays on the same day. If we weren't in lockdown, I'm sure that would be an excuse for a very big party indeed. Maybe 2022. So we gather here together today to hear of God's love for us and for the whole world. We are in the presence of God and of each other. We are a community. And so, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us remember when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Here's the collect for Bible Sunday. As I've mentioned, it's read for us today by Lou, who had been suffering from a very lost voice indeed when she recorded it for us. So, listen in. The Collect for Bible Sunday.
The Collect for Bible Sunday. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, help us so to hear them, to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that through patience and the comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and forever hold fast the hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Saviour Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you, Louise. Today's reading comes from chapter 5 of St. John's Gospel. From the second half of verse 36 to verse 47. And it's read for us today by Laura.
A reading from the Gospel of John. Jesus said, "The works that the Father has given me to complete, the very works that I'm doing, testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me has himself testified on my behalf. You have never heard his voice or seen his form, and you do not have his word abiding in you, because you do not believe him whom he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that testify on my behalf. Yet you refuse to come to me to have life. I do not accept glory from human beings, but I know that you do not have the love of God in you. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not accept me. If another comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe when you accept glory from one another and do not seek the glory that comes from the one who alone is God? Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. Your accuser is Moses, on whom you have set your hope. If you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But if you do not believe what he wrote, how will you believe what I say?
Today is Bible Sunday, and so I want to take a few minutes just to think about our Bibles and remind ourselves of stuff you probably know, but you might not have consciously thought about for quite a while. The first point is that the Bible wasn't originally written in English or Welsh. I know, how did that happen? It's an obvious point, but what it means, of course, is that every time we read the Bible in Welsh or English, we are reading a translation. And when something's been translated from the original language, it means that editors have sometimes had to make a choice about what particular words mean or what particular phrases mean. The NRSV, which is very popular in Anglican churches in the United Kingdom, is an inclusive Bible. And that means perhaps the original version, the original language of a particular passage may have just mentioned he or men or man in the original text. And in the view of the translators, if it was referring to men and women, they would choose a more inclusive form in English or Welsh. The NIV is also another very good translation and often used in Anglican churches, but they prefer to stick as close as possible to the original language. So whereas the NRSV may have translated he or man into men and women or they, the NIV would stick with the word man or he. All the different versions have their strengths, of course, but it's important to know what version we're reading if we're trying to understand what God might want of us. And going further back in time, it's true that if we'd gone to church and heard the Bible read in the 13th or 14th century, we would have heard it read in Latin, which would be a language most of us would not have understood at all. Translators had to decide consciously to translate it into the language of the people. William Tyndale did this in the 16th century, and it was thought posed such a threat to the church and parts of the state that he was executed for translating the Bible into English. But he really wanted, in his words, a ploughboy to know more about the Bible than some of the clergy of the day. It's an incredible thing that we are able to read God's word in our own language. And so let's take our opportunities to do so. If you own a Bible, take it down off the shelf, have a look, see what version it is, see if you can locate your favourite passages. You might want to buy a commentary or sign up for a course so that you can understand a bit more of the text, even as it's presented to us. If you don't have one, why not consider buying a Bible? The Bible is there for us to inspire us and to help us on our journey of discipleship. So perhaps this week we could think a bit about how much we read it, and when we're reading it, which version are we using? And so we come now to our time of intercession. So if you would like us to pray for someone or some issue that is on your heart today, please do put it in the comments on Facebook or YouTube. And if you do that, we will try to pray for your intention now in real time. As we gather our thoughts, here is a reminder that we have promised to pray with and for each other.
Hi, my name's Laura, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, my name is Liz, and I will pray with you today.
Hello, my name's John, and this is Jethro. And this is to say that we will be praying with you.
Hello, I'm Tayo, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Vanessa, and I shall be glad to pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Renda. I pray for you.
My name's Ruth, and I'll be praying for you.
Hello, I'm Glenys, and I will be praying with you today.
Hi, I'm Dan, and I'll pray for you.
Hello, I'm Anne, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I will pray for you today.
Hi, I'm Quentin, and I'm praying for you.
Hi, I'm Janet, and I'm praying for you.
Hello, I am Iona, and I will pray with you.
Hello, I'm Evan. I'll pray for you.
In the power of the Spirit, let us pray to the Father through Christ, the Saviour of the world. And so we pray for the people of Afghanistan at this time of uncertainty. And we continue to hold on our hearts and in our prayers the people of Beirut and the country of Lebanon. We pray for peace and good developments for the people of these places. At the end of Black History Month, we pray for all who can educate us as to the contributions made and overlooked for centuries by Black brothers and sisters. We pray for all those who continue to suffer prejudice and discrimination because of the colour of their skin or their ethnicity. We continue to hold on our hearts our brother John as he recovers in France. We pray for Stephanie, and with Rachel, we continue to pray for Beth. We hold before God Emma and Gaina and Corona and Barbara, who is a friend of Iona. As the seasons turn and it gets colder in the northern hemispheres, we pray for all who live on the streets. And we give you thanks for our brothers and sisters in the southern hemisphere, praying for New Zealand as it tackles the coronavirus, and giving you thanks for Myrta and the people of Montevideo. And let us commend to God the things which are on our hearts this day. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And so we say together the Lord's Prayer in its more traditional format.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Well, thank each and every one of you for being with us today and for being part of the community of St. John's. Hello to Rachel, who sang in our choir today and who slightly late joined us. But Rachel, always good to have you with us. Folks, do join us next week if you can, either at 10 o'clock in St. John's, online at 4 or on the phone from 5. And however you join us, it's truly super to have you with us, and you are each very much part of our community. So as we leave this service, here is God's blessing for each and every one of us. God, the Holy Trinity, make you strong in faith and love, defend you on every side, and guide you in truth and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Well, St. John's has been relaunching our choir. It all stopped, of course, at the start of the coronavirus. And even when we opened up, we started with one person. We moved on to two because of COVID rules. And today we're up to 8 singers and our new choir master, Ollie. They're doing a great job and it's lovely to hear everybody sing. We're not singing as a congregation yet, but that will come in time, I'm sure. We'll leave you today with a clip of them just warming up about an hour before the service in St. John's this morning. It's a little jumpy at the start because my video software updated this week and now it doesn't work. Fortunately, I've got some professional editing software, but the bad news is I don't really know how to use it. So I think I just about got it sorted enough to use it today. Thank you for being with us for the service. Do join us next week and we wish each and every one of you a blessed week. Go in the peace of Christ. Jew Bendithiog, he.